Hello, everyone. This is Bill Armstrong, your 2012 NAR Treasurer. Welcome to NAR's monthly podcast on the commercial sector. I've got a lot of information to share with you, including a look back at 2011 legislative accomplishments and an exciting new member benefit you'll want to hear about. So let's jump right in. First, though, I'd like to touch on NAR's commercial forecast for 2012, which came out just last week. If you haven't seen it yet, I encourage you to take a look. Commercial real estate markets have been relatively flat this year, but with modest economic growth and job creation, the fundamentals should gradually improve in 2012. According to NAR's chief economist, Lawrence Yun, vacancy rates are expected to trend lower and rents should rise modestly next year. Apartment rents will be rising at faster rates in most of the country next year. If new multifamily construction doesn't ramp up, rents could potentially rise by as much as 4% over the next couple of years. The commercial forecast provided food for thought on how we can work these fundamentals into our business strategies. In these times, it's very important to understand who the market is ideal for and at any given time deliver for that client. Eventually, markets change and we have to be able and willing to adjust. It's also essential to be optimistic and share the news about steady improvement in 2012. Finally, continue to seek out ways to make business when there's less business. And take the time to re-energize, network, and brush up your skills through continuing education classes. Speaking of getting re-energized, the Realtors Conference and Expo wrapped up a couple of weeks ago, and I hope all of you who attended left just as enthusiastic and recharged as I did. We had a great turnout. More than 20,000 realtors gathered for the conference in Anaheim. Now, if you weren't able to make it, we've provided complete coverage of events at narconferencelive.com. Be sure and check it out. As I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, I'd like to provide a wrap-up of some legislative issues that we've tackled over the past year. Obviously, we'll touch on the victories, but also the quieter yet persistent progress we're making to protect commercial real estate on a number of fronts. You may not have heard about some of the issues, but they will have an impact on our industry. The House and Senate recently signed off on a second extension of the National Flood Insurance Program, or NFIP, until December 16th. This benefits both residential and commercial real estate practitioners, since flooding doesn't discriminate. Now, this is very good news because, again, it means that there has been no lapse in the NFIP authority to issue flood insurance. We still must continue to urge Congress to pass a five-year extension. So please, if you haven't already, make sure you respond to the call for action to protect this vital program at RealtorActionCenter.com. NAR also achieved another significant victory when just the other week, Congress restored FHA mortgage loan limits for 2 years. The provision reinstates the FHA loan limits through 2013 at 125% of the local area median home prices. While that doesn't impact commercial real estate directly, our industry depends on a thriving workforce and housing market, so this is an issue that all commercial practitioners will benefit from. As always, we couldn't accomplish these legislative successes without your hard work, particularly by responding to NAR's calls for action. Clearly, when realtors make their collective voice heard about an issue, Congress listens. Now, on to some other issues that we've been making headway on that could impact the commercial industry. In October, NAR voiced its support for a credit union member business lending bill, which the House Financial Services Subcommittee subsequently held a hearing on. This bill would allow credit unions to fill in the commercial real estate financing gap and help get much needed capital to struggling small businesses who occupy commercial buildings. By raising the cap on member business lending from 12.25% to 27.5% of total assets. Now, this is just for well-capitalized credit unions. NAR will continue to engage Congress and other stakeholders to push for a raise of the business lending cap for credit unions. Next, lease accounting. Now, you may remember this from an earlier podcast. It's a complicated issue because it affects the way commercial assets are treated on a balance sheet. The bottom line is that a proposed rule on lease accounting would reduce the availability of credit in the market. NAR is continuing to combat these proposed rules and will do so in 2012. QCRE, or Qualified Commercial Real Estate Loan Standards, tries to ensure that lenders have skin in the game by holding them responsible for 5% of any loan unless certain criteria are met. If implemented, QCRE could increase borrowing costs and reduce liquidity in the market when lending is already tight. NAR is in contact with federal regulators to help them finalize rules that would help rather than hurt the commercial real estate market. We anticipate that we'll see something finalized soon, and we'll let you know when that happens. As part of the Small Business Jobs and Credit Act of 2010, NAR was able to help create a new commercial refinance program implemented by the Small Business Administration. This program allows small businesses to refinance certain owner-occupied commercial real estate loans. This new refinancing option was initially restricted to small businesses with commercial real estate mortgages maturing by the end of 2012. But after extensive lobbying done by NAR, now small businesses will be allowed to refinance certain owner-occupied commercial real estate loans maturing after December 31st, 2012. Lastly, you've probably all heard about the Super Committee's failure to reach an agreement on deficit reduction. Immediately, this should have no impact on your commercial clients and their ability to complete real estate transactions. However, while deficit reduction is an important federal priority, it must not be achieved at the expense of the real estate market. I repeat, it must not be achieved at the expense of real estate. Congress needs to put an end to their bickering and let our recovery take place by simply getting out of the way of real estate. Now, on to some fun news. Just in time for the holidays, I'd like to tell you about NAR's newest member benefit. We just partnered with Chrysler Group, offering all current realtor members and association staff, along with their immediate family members living in the same household, a $500 cash allowance. This is over and above your best negotiated price, and this is combinable with other Chrysler retail incentives and special offers. The offer is available on the purchase or lease of select 2012 Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. So if you've been in the market for a new car, this benefit of NAR membership will sweeten the deal for you. For program details, go to the Realtor Benefits Program page at realtor.org/Chrysler. As a final point, let's reflect on the holiday season itself. We all have a tendency to get busy this time of year, what with shopping for gifts, parties, and all the activities that come with the holidays, on top of a little work. So don't forget to take some time out from the hustle and bustle to reflect on the spirit and meaning that the season holds for you. And I wish you and your loved ones much peace and joy during the holidays. That's it for this edition of the Commercial Podcast. Look for my next podcast on December 27th, when we'll take a look at issues on the horizon for the commercial industry. Until then, thanks for listening. Happy holidays.